Network.
Final hour. I'm going to continue with your phone calls about the big Charlie Sheen story. Top economist, mainstream news, trying to kill the dollar, bad-mouthing it, say we can become Argentina. That's all part of the banking global takeover. They have to bankrupt us to get control of us. It's simple. Military economics. Charlie Sheen coming up, live interviews Wednesday and Friday, video interview Thursday, all coming up. Just so much is happening right now. I'm about to go back to your calls. We're going to go to Mike, Chris, John, David, Jeff, and others here in just a moment. I'm going to say hi to Charlie Sheen listening right now. Again, Charlie's not live with us today because he wants people, because the media will just take the interview he's done, the interviews that are coming up and the live ones, and just make it about that. He wants to focus everything on 20 minutes with the president, with the letter, with the piece he wrote that has the material, mirroring the real meeting he wants to have with the president. Hey, side issue, Ted, what do you think of the whole Charlie Sheen situation? Ted is having a problem with his microphone. Ted, what do you think of this whole Charlie Sheen story?
Yeah, I just think that it's great that a guy like that in his position is willing to risk it all and put it on the line and talk about this particular story. I mean, we all seen what happened here not too long ago when back when 9/11 actually happened, and then a few years later. I mean, if the conservatives, what would you call them?
The neocons, the fake conservatives that triple the size of government?
Yeah, the neocons. I mean, if you're just going to mention that 9/11 was an inside job, I mean, you're going to be labeled as crazy. You should be wearing a tin hat.
What about how the New York Times reported that the White House called up and threatened Mark Cuban and then sicked the Securities and Exchange Commission on him to punish him? And then he had to go to court and beat him. I mean, folks, that shows how guilty they are.
Well, that's the kind of crap that they pull. I mean, there's just so much political pressure to keep this thing under hat. I mean, like you said earlier, Alex, if you expose the fact that there are false flag attacks, it's one of the biggest tools that the Illuminati or the people that are controlling, calling the shots in the world. You take that tool away from them, they're not going to be able to wage war. You don't wage war, then the United States government gets a chance to get away from this central banking system. I mean, that's the way I look at it, and that's why I see it coming down. And my hat's off to Charlie Sheen. I just think it's great that he's doing what he's doing.
Absolutely, and we've got some newspapers calling. We've had TV calling here. I'm on air, so I have trouble going and calling them back. But I'll be off air in about 55 minutes, and I'll be able to deal with that. And then we need to call the Associated Press and get them to cover it, because once they cover it, then all the rest of the media is going to pile on. And the whole point is, 6 of the 10 commissioners, Ted, said the whole commission was a fraud and a lie, and there was a, quote, criminal cover-up by the White House and Pentagon. Now, how is that kooky to go, hey, the commissioner said it was all a lie, there should be a new investigation? I mean, this is something the establishment hopes we don't look at. And as Michael Savage has even said, Barack Obama is going to stage a terror attack to get his agenda through.
Well, that's the problem. That's the ace in the hole, the card that the president has, or the people that the president bows to. I mean, let's face it. Barack Obama came in and he was going to end the wars, if you remember right. And he's not ending the wars. He's accelerating them. And the reason why that's happening is because the people that he answers to are the same people that George Bush answered to. And so if you think you have a full new deal here with Barack Obama in comparison to George Bush, think again. I mean, that Barack Obama has no more to do with this than Pinocchio has. I mean, the president of the United States is clearly just a puppet. And whatever they run on is always, a hogwash and a bunch of lies anyways. There's an agenda, all right, but the agenda isn't being put forth by our politicians. It's being put forth by some very, very wealthy business people that control the currencies of the world.
Absolutely. And, folks, again, Ted told you he bought gold at the 945 level, silver at a lower level. He's running out of these supplies to get it at a price you're not going to find anywhere else. Give Ted Anderson a call at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237 right now. and tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get those prices. If not, you'll be paying $1,000 an ounce. Thank you so much, Ted.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with your phone calls, Charlie Sheen is asking the American people and the people of the world to stand with him for 9/11 Truth. 9/11 Truth has just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger, but the media in the last year or so has quit covering it. And then now they're coming back with counterstrikes to try to rewrite history in preparation to stage more attacks. Did you guys find the Savage clip? I want to play this clip of Savage a few months ago saying Obama is going to stage a Reichstag event. And I agree. There's no way, and by Obama, his controllers, the global corporate scammers that are involved in a hostile takeover of our country, if we don't expose false flag terror even further, they are going to stage more attacks in the future. By exposing the Hegelian dialectic, we take this tool away from them and break it in front of their faces. Here's Michael Savage.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again, I will repeat what I just said. Mark it down. I again tell you that there will be the equivalent of a crisis on the order of the Reichstag fire. I don't know where it will occur. I don't know how it will occur. I don't know what form it will take. But during this crisis that will be triggered by the Democrats around Obama, the gang that surrounds Obama, they will bring up Lincoln. They will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln in other terms during the Civil War. And they will do what Lincoln did. And they will arrest civilians without warrant in the name of saving the economy or saving the government from a right-wing takeover. Mark my words. You can put that down and you can put it in bronze, not on ice.
All right. What is former Republican leader of the House, Dick Armey, saying? He's saying they're staging the crises of the flu as a pretext to pass their whole agenda through in the fall and winter. What is Ron Paul saying? They could use a crisis to bring under control. What is Congressman Brown doing? Saying the same thing. We understand how these globalists operate and what they're doing. And that's why this is key, what Charlie Sheen is doing right now. And that's why he put it in the context. If Charlie would have just gone public, it would have gotten a lot of attention. But not attention involved with Obama, that he wants the meeting with Obama. By writing this article about what he believes will happen in a meeting with Obama, and then handing Obama the briefings, then the public is briefed by reading 20 Minutes with the President. Please get it out to everybody. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm told it's about to go out on the news wires. We've had some newspapers and TV calling, but I am tied down here on the air, which is great, but I need to go in there and call the media back and deal with some of this. But every radio station, every local TV station, CNN, Fox, all of them, email 20 Minutes with the President to them. Send this other article, Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up. Get it out. And just like last time, it'll take a day or two to really break mega massive. It's up to you. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. You're a great man.
Well, I don't know about that, but I try my best. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to comment on the article that Mr. Sheen wrote. I woke up this morning, and pretty much the first thing I did was get up. And
go ahead. Your phone's cutting out?
Oh, I thought it was, but I guess I'm okay. Yeah,
somebody's calling you. That's like call waiting. Everybody always stops. When somebody calls you, it clicks.
Yeah, it's not worth answering, believe me.
Okay, but go ahead. You're on air worldwide.
All right. I read that this morning and was completely blown away by it. Mr. Sheen, if you're listening, I just want to say thank you. You've definitely refreshed my views about you. It's good to know that you're out there and doing that for the people. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give some kudos to DJ Chris Geo while I'm at it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call. There go the great kudos. Let's go ahead and take another call. Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to say how I commend, and I think it's incredibly courageous what Charlie Sheen is doing, all he's putting up, as opposed to just talking. And myself, I plan on being out there on Friday with all the protesters, with my Don't Tread on Me t-shirts, and I have an idea that people can also get the word out. Make copies of the videos, like you said, and I plan on downloading and printing the 20 Minutes with the President. Just walk in your neighborhood. Stick them in people's mailboxes. You know, they don't want them. They don't want them. But sooner or later, people are going to start listening and start waking up a lot more than they are now.
So you get it then. I mean, this isn't just a news story about him writing up an article about what he thinks a meeting with Obama would be like. It's about the information. And it's about capturing people's imagination about a real meeting and meetings with their county commissioners, their governors, their legislatures, their House members, their Senate members. Charlie is asking people to go out and to massively expand 9/11 truth. Because if we don't, the same people that staged 9/11 are going to stage more. The presidents are puppets. The people behind the scenes, the National Security Council and the globalists, they're going to stage more terror. I mean, this is life and death.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been doing my own research for close to 10 years now. I've been aware of all of this, and it doesn't take much time. And it doesn't take much effort to click on a link or to read really what's behind the corporate media giant and all their spin they put on it. And I think he has the right approach. You know, it's all about game playing, and I think what he's doing, putting it in the format he is in, putting it in, is great, because he's just giving it right back to him.
Absolutely, and again, it's up to the people to drive this out into a huge national news story before the media gets it, because they are starting to cover it, before the media grabs it and tries to spin it or turn it around. That's why we play just this short clip, and I appreciate your call. Let's play just that short clip of the longer interview coming up tomorrow, and then Sheen Live, of my interview with Sheen about this letter. Here it is. This is his short statement on it.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
All right. Absolutely can't say any better than that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. David in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I would like to say thank you to you and Charlie. Y'all are well-blessed and are true Christians. And the president of this country owed this nation an explanation about 9/11. I have done research, and I have been following you since February. And I have listened, watched several of your videos, Obama deception and Endgame and several others that have really waken me up.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Yes, it's dynamite info in the 20 minutes with the president. The 20 points gives you 20/20 vision. The 20 minutes, 20 points. Read the 20 points, click on the bibliography, go to the page. Thank you so much, sir. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I want to get your thoughts on this. What if we blast Savage's show this week? I have two family members that were diehard Savage fans that have since woken up because of the work of you and others.
Yeah, we're forcing Savage and Beck and Limbaugh to move more into the anti-New World Order area, but they still expose themselves.
At 5 p.m. Central, can I give out the dial-in number, or do you recommend that?
Sure, you can give it out. It's better if people just go ahead, give the number out.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8255, and let's do what John Connor used to do and just force the issue over and over again.
Exactly. Call in and say, hey, I want to talk about the president speaking to the kids. And say, yeah, you know, we know he wanted to indoctrinate the kids and then bait and switch people so it wouldn't sound like a big deal when everybody finally looked at the speech when he changed it. They admit that he changed it. But by the way, is Obama going to respond to Charlie Sheen and his 20 questions about 9/11 being an inside job? Have you seen that, Michael? And absolutely, Limbaugh, all of them. Do it tomorrow. Call your local host. Call your local TV. Call the Associated Press in Texas. So they're looking at it when I call them when I get off air today. I was up till 2 in the morning, got up at 6:30 this morning, so I'm kind of brain dead. But I'm going to get out there, call the media, call them back, call the AP all over the country, L.A., Sacramento, New York, D.C. Get this story out. We'll be right back. 20 minutes with the president. Get it. Email it to your whole email list, everybody you know, and then send it to all your local media and national media. Thank you.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
I'm going to recap today's top news stories in the next segment. Read part of 20 Minutes with the President by Charlie Sheen. And continue with your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. Then if you want to hear it all recapped in great detail, with my impassioned plea for a revolution of peaceful ideas, just like Gandhi called for, be the change you want to see in the world, this is happening. And we should all use Charlie Sheen's courage as an example. of how we all need to live when it comes to standing up and challenging the establishment and challenging big lies. People would have stood up to Hitler and Lenin and Stalin and Mao earlier. Those horrors wouldn't have happened. Let's go back to your calls. In fact, who's up next here, John? I got so many, I got lost track. Josh in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Big fan.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. What's on your mind?
Yes, I agree with the truth of 9/11 being brought out to the American public. I think that it should be on the forefront of Americans' minds. I admire Charlie Sheen for stepping up and doing his part. I, too, being a radio host here in the local area of Joplin, Missouri, I try to get the word out as much as possible. But whenever I read this, I was on the edge of my seat all weekend waiting for today to arrive. And whenever I read this letter this morning and got to the bottom, I was sorely disappointed.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, and I appreciate your call, but let me try to explain something here. We brought you Willie Nelson. We brought you Jesse Ventura. They went public for 9/11 Truth here on the air. In music, doesn't really get bigger than Willie Nelson. He's in the top three or four most popular people out there that are still alive. Right up there at Bob Dylan level, Mick Jagger level, Johnny Cash level, but Johnny's not here. We brought you Charlie Sheen, and people poo-pooed that when it happened. I told you in the video yesterday that that was the start, okay? The letter is written so that the media will pick it up and so that it isn't just a boring 20 points, that it's about the meeting he wants to have with the president. And Charlie was showing his knowledge of how the president would respond in his propaganda. And it brought up the torture and everything else. And so if you got a better idea of how to get media attention and how to cause a massive awakening, please tell me. The letter is only the start. It's Charlie's idea. I think it's a great idea. The letter is only the start. Then there's the radio interviews and the video. And I told everybody in the piece, the video piece from yesterday that I played earlier, that there are going to be multiple things. There's more surprises. This is just the beginning. And it's kind of like, anticlimactic, where people are like, want more, more, more. Charlie Sheen is coming out saying he wants to meet with the president. That's the big issue here. Have you seen the story? Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 911 cover-up. Actor demands investigation be reopened after majority of 9/11 commission members say government lied about official story. We are in the arena here with the globalist. Did you see the New York Times article where they went after Mark Cuban, but he won? Where the White House? In fact, what's the headline on that? You guys printed it earlier. I mean, we told you they were threatening Mark Cuban. Here it is, insider trading or political persecution. Then it came out, White House emails, Securities and Exchange Commission calling him up, threatening him about, you better not make that 9/11 film or we're going to destroy you. And he pulled out of it and said, my God, but they still went and tried to prosecute him. And it came out in the New York Times. Show people the article that are watching at prisonplanet.tv. Charlie Sheen knows about all this. This is a guy who makes tens of millions of dollars a year. This is a guy who isn't just thinking about himself. And then people are like, I wish it was a real meeting with the president. That's what this is about. When the media ask him, why'd you write this mock letter to the president? Why? This is what the establishment does a lot. I don't know if people understand this. In fact, Google and print off for me, Gary Hart, letter to Iran, Huffington Post. And then we question him about it. It's in Truth Rising. And he said, my mock letter to them was a real letter. People said, well, this isn't a real letter. What do you mean? I published it. I sent it to him. Where he has this, kind of conversation. And then, I mean, that's how you do this, is that you're saying you want this meeting to happen. There was a Washington Post article about a meeting with the president where Martin Sheen interviews the president or whatever. Or was an interview, like somebody was interviewing Sheen like he was the president in the Washington Post. The point is that it's done so that people will read it and see the 20 points and understand, my God, what would happen if the president did see this? What would happen if people did that? Okay? So we're in the arena. And regardless, nothing's perfect. But we're asking you to now go out for 9/11 Truth. Okay, that's the big issue. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're discussing here. That's what we're covering here. And Charlie and I busted our butt putting this letter together. Charlie did 90% of the work on that. Okay? So we need to get this out to everybody. God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beadles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The next stop that we make will be
luck. Ladies and gentlemen, the big news is that Charlie Sheen is going on this show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That he is asking for a meeting with President Barack Obama. The 20 minutes with the president is a way to make it interesting for people to read it and envision what that meeting would be like. And Jaron, one of the producers here who also helps run the show with Paul Hartman in there, Jaron Neihart, just real fast during the break, he really crystallized it. Repeat what you said.
Yeah, well, I was talking about, because that last caller, what he had said, he was disappointed after he got to the end of that piece. And I was suggesting this morning, I read it for the first time. I didn't have any idea what it was about, but the beauty of that piece to me was that as you were reading it, you could visualize the meeting. And while you're reading that piece, you get the evidence. You see the evidence presented to Obama as you're visualizing it.
And that's what Charlie said to me. He said, I have an idea of like a letter to the president, but like it's a meeting, visualizing a meeting I really want to have. And that's only a platform when the media asks you to say, yeah, I really want this meeting. These are the facts. It was because you can't get people to read a 16-page report of bullet points and links, but they will read it if it's in the context of something interesting.
Yeah, it was theater of the mind, basically. And as I was reading that, I really felt like I was looking in on that meeting, and then I saw the evidence presented. He mentioned the painstaking research that was done for for what he was presenting.
And then he gives him the folders, and you have the links to those folders.
Exactly.
And see, I hadn't really articulated that yet today, but that's exactly what Charlie said. So when you said it, I was like, that's exactly what, you know, what Charlie's idea was. But that's only the platform to get the real meeting. So I want people to call the White House and say, Obama, don't run from Charlie Sheen, meet with him. But then other people can meet with their politicians. And that's what he's calling for in this.
Absolutely.
Darren, thank you so much.
No problem, man.
All right, I want to continue with some of your phone calls and then recap some of the other top news stories and read some of the 20 bullet points. In fact, before I run out of time, we're going to go to Matthew, Gary, Steve, Michael, Michelle, and others here in just a few minutes. But I want to read from 20 Minutes with the President. I want to read some of the 20 bullet points that Charlie Sheen would like to make to the president in person. Okay, so it says, thank you, Mr. President. Okay, first, on the FBI most wanted list, Osama bin Laden is not charged or listed with the crimes of 9/11. When I called the FBI to ask them why this was the case, they replied, there's not enough evidence to link bin Laden to the crime scene. I later discovered he had never even been indicted by the Department of Justice, though he was for, I would just add, for the Tanzania bombings in Kenya. Bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, and, of course, for the USS Cole. See, and we have links to the FBI's own admissions. Number two, FBI translator Sybil Edmonds was dismissed and gagged by the DOJ after she revealed that the government had foreknowledge of the plans to attack American cities using planes as bombs as early as April 2001. Remember, Bush lied and said that wasn't the case, but later it came out. In August of 2009, Mrs. Edmonds broke the federal gag order and testified under oath that Osama bin Laden, al-Qaeda, and the Taliban were all working for and with the CIA up until the day of 9/11. Number three, the following is a quote from Mayor Giuliani during an interview on 911 with Peter Jennings for ABC News. I went down to the scene, and we set up a headquarters at 75 Barclay Street. I'm quoting Mayor Giuliani. Quote, I went down to the scene and we set up headquarters at 75 Barclay Street, which was right there with the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, the head of emergency management. And we were operating out of there when we were told that the World Trade Center was going to collapse. And it did collapse before we could actually get out of the building. So we were trapped in the building for 10 or 15 minutes and finally found an exit and got out and walked north and took a lot of people with us. Who told him this? Charlie Sheen says, to this day, the question remains unanswered, completely ignored and emphatically denied by Mayor Giuliani on several public occasions. You know, there's all these videos and audios of him on ABC News and CBS saying the exact same thing. So there you have it. Number four, Charlie Sheen. Number four, in April 2004, USA Today reported in the 2 years before September 11th, the North American Aero Defense Command conducted exercises simulating what the White House says was unimaginable at the time. Hijacked airliners used as weapons to crash into targets and cause mass casualties. One of the targets was the World Trade Center. Charlie Sheen, number five. On September 12, 2007, CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 reported that the mysterious white plane spotted in videotape by multiple media outlets flying in restricted airspace over the White House shortly before 10 a.m. on the morning of 9/11 was in fact the Air Force's E-4B. A specially modified Boeing 747 with a communications pod behind the cockpit, otherwise known as the Doomsday Plane. And there's links to all these reports, to Giuliani, to CNN, to Anderson Cooper. Though fully aware of the event, the 9/11 Commission deemed the appearance of the military plane to not be of any interest and did not include it in the final 9/11 Commission report. By the way, it was over D.C. and New York. They got five of them. When all other planes are grounded. Number six, three F-16s assigned to Andrews Air Force Base, 10 miles from D.C., were conducting training exercises in North Carolina, 207 miles away, as the first planes crashed into the World Trade Center. Even at significantly less than their top speeds of 1,500 miles per hour, they could still have defended the skies over Washington well before 9 a.m., more than 37 minutes before Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. However, they did not return until after 9:55 a.m., Andrews Air Force Base had no armed fighters on alert and ready to take off on that morning of 9/11. Charlie Sheen, number seven, WTC Building 7. Watch the video of its collapse. We have a link to that and a whole page on that. Number 8, Flight 93 is the fourth plane to crash on 9/11 at 10:03 a.m. Vice President Cheney only gives shoot-down orders at 10 to 10:20 a.m., and this is not communicated to NORAD until 28 minutes after Flight 93 crashes. Further fueling suspicion on this front is the fact that 3 months before the 9/11 attacks, Dick Cheney usurped control of NORAD, and therefore he and no one else on planet Earth had the power to call for military sorties on the hijacked airliners on 9/11. He did not exercise that power 3 months after 9/11. He relinquished command of NORAD and returned it to military operation. And then we have links to that. Hold on 1 second. I got to take this phone call. Hey, my five on the air. Hey. No. We're talking. Hey, I tell you what, guys. I'm going to talk to Charlie. I know this is an important call. Go to the older interview for just a minute or two, okay? I'll be right back, folks. And Charlie, there's so many facets to 9/11, but what about WTC-7? I mean, it wasn't even hit by a building. 47-story structure has two small fires in it. A modern steel building had never collapsed from fire. The Madrid fire last year, it burned for 2 days with 150-something-foot white-hot flames and nothing collapsed there. What happened with Building 7, in your opinion?
Well, curious, isn't it? It's a little bit curious. It just seems odd that an event, something that we all witnessed, because September 11th wasn't the Zapruder film. It was the Zapruder Film Festival, okay? And I think that what was the great Hoover quote about the bigger the lie, the easier it is to pass over on people?
Yes.
I mangled it. I'm paraphrasing.
Well, no, Hitler had a similar one about the bigger the lie, the more they'll buy it.
Sure. There you go. Let me just throw out a quote, just because, you know, we're 20 minutes into this, and I'm sure I'm being demonized across the nation by, you know, all of the people that do that sort of thing.
But people see through the propaganda organs now like they never have before.
Well, good. Good, finally. There's a couple of quotes here. The first is, "It is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else." The second quote from the same gentleman is, "That we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public." Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes, well, I mean, that's what the Founding Fathers said. It's our job to be watchdogs. The Declaration of Independence clearly states that in our seminal founding document.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've been coerced away from these founding principles.
We've been told you're either with us or you're with a terrorist, and we've been told never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning 9/11. Bush said that at the UN.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That would direct the blame away from those responsible, blah, blah, blah. Back to Building 7, yeah. You pointed out in one of your documentaries that in a classic controlled demolition that they create what's first called a crease. Is that correct? Or a wrinkle?
Crease, wrinkle, crimp. All those are used, yes. They blow the central column.
Right. And the term pull is about pulling the outer walls toward the center of the building, correct?
Yes.
So you minimize the damage, and that way you bring a building down on its own footprint. Correct?
And many controlled demolition experts said they've never seen a prettier job than Building 7.
Yeah, gosh. And there was a guy, I can't remember his name, but scientifically he broke down that the building actually fell faster than the speed of gravity because of the explosive vacuum that was created.
Well, a lot of different physicists, physics professor at BYU, Stephen Jones has done that, Underwriting Laboratories, Kevin Ryan, who was there.
That guy got fired, right?
Yes, he said, "We did our own test, and it's impossible. Steel doesn't melt until thousands of degrees. Around 3,000, it weakens, and jet fuel burns at 1,200 to 1,400. It's impossible."
Well, that's 1,200 at optimum conditions, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you've got Silverstein, the leaseholder, the owner of 7 as well as the rest of the complex, right, on tape, on the record, saying, we've had such a terrible loss of life that day, and I made the decision that they should go ahead and pull it.
And we gave the order and watched the building come down.
Yeah. The pull is the, I mean, that's as common to the demo world as action and cut to the movie world.
Here is Larry Silverstein, the owner who took out $7 billion of insurance on the two towers, and he's also now bought the Sears Tower and taken out a bunch of insurance, and Governor Pataki just called him the lowest of the low in the newspaper because he's holding out for $1 billion more now. Interesting fellow, made out quite well, and here is his statement from America Rebuilds.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
They made the decision to pull. They made the decision. And this building with two small fires implodes perfectly, and then there's video from every angle of the squibs or the blast points where the plastic explosives are detonating, and you see the ejection ports. You see the blast points, just like when you watch a Las Vegas demolition. They just had a demolition over the weekend in Fort Worth. We have video and photos of that up on InfoWars.com. Fell just like 7. The blast, the squibs, then the crimp in the middle, the top of the building imploding downwards, and then it falls in on itself. Going back to our guest, Mr. Sheen, that is the clip you mentioned with Mr. Silverstein.
Okay, that's the interview from 3 years ago. We've aired a clip of an interview we're going to be airing in full tomorrow, and Charlie Sheen live coming up several times this week, and a video interview. Again, repeat, the big announced news story. So I've gotten emails and calls and some confusion. Isn't just the letter to the president, the simulated letter of Charlie meeting with the president, it's him asking for a real meeting and asking people to get politically active and asking people to go out to the tea parties and the events and the town halls and bring up 9/11 and the fact that 6 of the 10 commissioners, the media, the establishment, the George Soros liberals, the neocons, the left-right control paradigm, they're going to try to make it about about a whole bunch of other issues. And we knew that. That's good. We want people to, you know, run around ruffling their feathers. And when the media asked Charlie Sheen, well, why'd you write this letter up, you know, as if you'd met with the president? Well, that's the whole point of it, is he wants to meet with the president, and he wants people to look at the evidence that we were just going over. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point. I mean, sometimes it makes my head spin. But the big news is Charlie Sheen is going public for 9/11 Truth in a much bigger way than he did 3 years ago. And he's asking for other prominent people to go public for 9/11 Truth. So we're asking everybody to get this out to the media. Of course, there's going to be a lot of alternative media that's jealous. I don't know why they are so obsessed with us. And it's because we're successful. But we're successful because our heart's in the right place about reaching out to the people and showing people the power they have. You know, I get criticized for saying we need to have states' rights and not secede, though that's in the Constitution of the states choose, but to just redeclare 10th Amendment sovereignty. Or I get criticized a month ago for telling people to go to these town halls and take them over. People did that. It's the power of the people. It's peaceful revolution. Of course they're going to have COINTELPRO criticizing us for this. This is a whole nother level of resistance in waking people up. This is massive, ladies and gentlemen. This is huge. Let's jam in more phone calls, as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here in order. Matthew in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'm a member of We Are Change Nashville, and I've been trying to get 9/11 Truth out the best I can. I actually had a local theater rented out to show Fabled Enemies this Tuesday, and they backed out last minute. I've got an event.
So there you
night.
Go, the censorship. You're trying to show Fabled Enemies, well, I guess today, and they backed out. That's what I mean. Is that this is huge for 9/11 Truth. This is massive. The establishment is scared of this.
I walked in, there was $600 to final up the deal, and they said, no, I'm sorry, we can't do this. This is too controversial right now. And I couldn't take it.
That's right. In America, you can't rent a theater and show how the 9/11 first responders are dying and aren't getting medical care. That's mainly what the film's about. You can't show New York police coming up and saying backpacks and cameras are guns and we're going to charge you with terrorism as 9/11 truthers. You can't show the police state for what it is. And remember how I got criticized 2 years ago saying in the trials the human papilloma Gardasil vaccine was killing people? As if I wouldn't be sued off the face of the earth by Merck if that wasn't true. I had mainstream news. And then now they're saying in England they're going to take your kids if your kids get hurt by it and you speak out against it. Anything else, sir?
Yes, sir. I put together an event tomorrow night. It's at 8 o'clock at 1318 Little Hamilton. It's in Nashville, 37205. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have a 9/11 truth media and discussion, and we're showing temple enemies. So please
come out. God bless you. Fire out a website.
Yes, sir. WeAreChangeNashville.com.
WeAreChangeNashville.com. Thank you. Yeah, look at this. Question a doctor, lose your child. Parents are being threatened with having their children taken away into care after questioning doctors' diagnoses or objecting to their medical care. John Hemming, a liberal Democrat MP who campaigns to stop injustice in the family court, said very often proceedings are used for retaliation by local authorities against uppity people. The mother of a 13-year-old girl who became partially paralyzed after being given the cervical cancer vaccination says social workers have told her the child may be removed if the mother continues to link her condition to the vaccination, even though it's admitted. My wife had NPR on yesterday morning, cooking breakfast, and they were going, oh, it's a really good shot, but it does kill you or hurt you sometimes, so you should be aware of that. I mean, they're going to take your kids if you go give them the shot and they get paralyzed or died. I mean, you know, we're the conspiracy theorists are openly announcing Bank of the World, end of the dollar, total police state, gold above 1,000. I mean, we're just here covering real issues. And again, the fact that we're attacked by the establishment shows that we're over the target. Shows we're actually hitting them hard. More calls straight ahead.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right, until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
I'm your masters of war.
All right, final segment. Full interview with Charlie Sheen coming up tomorrow. Video interview on Thursday. Live on air with us on Friday. I want to take a call or two here at the very end. And again, as the show restarts at InfoWars.com streaming or rear on AM and FMs in your area, you get to hear me break down the whole Charlie Sheen situation coming up and why it's so important. But I'm asking people to get really politically active on this. He's asking you to get active. And he's asking you to call the White House and tell Obama he really wants to meet with him. That's the whole point of this. The article, ladies and gentlemen, where it talks about Charlie Sheen wanting to meet with the president. One sponsor that made today's show possible is Diginet.net, Diginet.net. They've got in-car little hidden camera systems that go to little memory sticks, very affordable, very easy to install. They have little video audio pins that have a camera hidden in them that I bought before for $150. They sell them for like $45 to $50, depending on how much memory you get. A whole bunch of great stuff at Diginet.net. And it's great to keep in your car, great to always have on you, great to have a record of this with the establishment and the things they do. This is all admissible in court. Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. Let's take a final call here. Let's go ahead and speak with Michelle in Arizona, daughter at school watching Obama. Now, again, they were going to have in there Obama saying, help me, work with me, do this, you know, into the youth brigades, which they've openly introduced bills to do. Then they made it a milquetoast speech and said, oh, what's the big deal? Your comments, Michelle.
First of all, I'm a big fan of yours. I just wanted to say that. My daughter, 100%. It's an honor to talk to you. Anyhow, we've been going up and down this whole thing with Obama, and my daughter, I would rather her, if she's going to watch anything like that, watch it with me, not at school. And so she's maybe one of the three kids in the whole school that isn't watching it. And now I'm having, like, I've had three different teachers call me, the office call me, and apparently there's some kind of problem because she's not watching it. That and as well.
Hold on a minute. Wait. You told them don't let my daughter watch that, and they're making an issue out of it?
Yes. I do not feel like if my daughter does not feel comfortable, plus I feel more comfortable watching that with my daughter.
Well, what are they saying to you? Because you want to write this up in a blurb, the name of the school. You don't have to use your name if you want.
Absolutely, I would. I don't know. You know, I've been just turned on to you probably about 4 months ago. Ever since then, I've watched every single thing that you have put out.
Well, send it to writers at InfoWars.com, the name of the school, what's happening. We're almost out of time. We maybe have you back on tomorrow. Specifically, and other parents write to us, specifically, what are they saying? Are they asking if you're racist? Or?
Well, maybe you can tell me afterwards. Well, it's just she called me up crying from her actual classroom because I had, when I had talked to her about it yesterday, you know, they had Memorial Day off.
So what is the school saying to you?
I guess, you know, if that's how you feel, but, you know, we don't know. It's becoming a big problem.
They make it a whole peer pressure thing, like she's an outcast, she's bad.
Right.
No, this is meant to make the schools political. This is meant to divide people.
Not to cut you off, but I cut the teacher off. I just said, she doesn't feel comfortable watching it. I don't feel comfortable with her watching it. You know, that's it. So then the next thing I knew, I'm getting calls from the vice principal. And then the next thing I got was my daughter calling me up at lunch.
Ma'am, give us your name and number off air. The show's over. Write it up. Send it to writers@InfoWars.com. That's writers@InfoWars.com. News media that wants to get the details on the Charlie Sheen interview and 20 minutes with the president, all of that, Sheen@InfoWars.com. Ma'am, we're going to put you on hold. Get your name and number right now. I want to hear what this principal said. See, this is the federal government getting involved in the schools. And they did all this deliberately. It's disgusting. And that's what we've got to expose. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here on Genesis. Retransmission starts now with all the latest developments on Charlie Sheen going public and asking for your help for 9/11 Truth. He wants to meet with the president. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.